Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want you to be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel. Well, we have an open line for you to do that at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. So if you have something you'd like to discuss with us, maybe a Bible question, whatever the situation might be, good opportunity to call directly and speak with us at Basic Gospel right now. So give us a call right now at 844-322-2742, because we want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, you're right, Bob. We do want to hear from our listeners today. We would love to have a conversation with you, and it's easy to do. Just pick up the phone, call 844-322-2742. Let's talk about our identity in Christ, why it's important for us to understand really who we are in Christ, that we are children of God. That's going to save us from a lot of trouble moving forward in our spiritual lives. So let's talk about that. Anything else that you may have on your mind, go ahead and call right now, 844-322-2742. Bob, a great passage, and this is one that we talk about so often here on Basic Gospel, and it comes from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and it says this: "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Jesus Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." So identity is a big issue. We're all trying to figure out who in the world we are. That's one of the big three questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? Those are questions that we all ask at some point, and we want to know who we are. Many people latch on to all kinds of negative identities based on problems that they have in their lives. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I'm a this. I'm a that. But at least they have an identity. They know who they are, and that was an important piece, yeah. Piece to them. Doesn't necessarily give them a solution or an answer, but it's an identity. Some people look at identity based on what they do. I'm a businessman. I'm an athlete. I'm an actor. I'm a doctor. I'm a mother. I'm a father. Those are identities that we can latch onto as well. Or there's religious identity, and this is, I think, really dangerous for us to do, but we do it anyway. I'm a Methodist, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Catholic, and we identify with a certain element of the Christian church, and we say that's who I am. Well, as far as God is concerned, there's really only two identities. You're either a sinner or you're a child of God. Now, sinner, we can put all kinds of labels on top of that to really hide what that is, so we feel a little bit better about ourselves. But when we recognize that we're sinners and we turn to Christ for a solution, for salvation, to be set free from that old identity, we're given a new identity, and that new identity is child of God. And that's exactly what Paul is saying here, that we are given a spirit, not of fear, but one of adoption as sons, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So we're born again into the family of God, and that gives us an identity. And talk about good news, that's good news. Now, oftentimes, we're not satisfied with that identity. We want to add something to it, and that's where these religious identities come into play. We want to belong to a certain group. We want to be a part of that in crowd. We want to be, you know, in with those people. Why? Because we like them. They seem to be nice. They seem to be successful. They seem to be going in the same direction that we want to go. So we add to our identity, and we're not just children of God. Now we're Methodist, or now we're Catholic, or now we're Baptist. So this is an identity that we embrace, and pretty soon that identity is more important than the identity that God gave us, child of God. And it oftentimes puts us in a position of compromise where if the Methodist Church or the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church, whatever group we belong to, start to move down a certain path, we're going to move with them. Why? Because we belong. That's who we are. So that's how we get into trouble as believers in Christ, when we simply follow because we belong to a particular group. And God is saying to us, let's step back and let's look at what the Bible has to say, and let's stick there. And what the Bible has to say is that you have been born again into the family of God, and your new identity is child of God, a saint by calling. Now, that needs to be enough. That's who you are right now. That's who you're going to be eternally. There's not going to be a sect of Methodist or Baptist or Catholics or those sort of things in eternity. Those names and those labels are all going to disappear. Yeah. So why not recognize that here and now and fully embrace who you are in Jesus Christ? And as Paul said, you are a child of God. And to make that abundantly clear, God has sent his Spirit into your hearts, by which he bears witness with your human spirit that indeed you are a child of God. That's your identity. And talk about an identity that is unshakable, immovable. This is the only one.
The only one. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S. Toll free, 844-322-2742. Come on and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. And friends, we've talked about it so much. The United Bible Conference coming up October 15th through the 17th with Bob and Andrew presenting The Grace of God. Of course, if you're not registered by now, I hope you'll do so today, particularly if you're coming in from out of town today, tonight. It's an important deadline. So if you have not heard about it yet, we have reserved a group of rooms at the conference hotel at special rates. So if you're planning to come in from out of town, as I said, and are going to need lodging and accommodations, please do that before midnight tonight, because after midnight, the special rates will disappear. They will end. So today's broadcast will be the final time you'll be hearing about that particular aspect of the conference. But take advantage while you can at basicgospel.net/united. Again, basicgospel.net/united. Of course, after today and between now and the 15th, you can continue to register for the conference, and we hope you will do that. One more time, basicgospel.net/united. Once again, I want to give the phone number so that you can be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. It's wide open right now.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and talk to our friend Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, the scripture verse, sticking closer, Jesus said he sticks closer than a brother, okay? Now, my brother and I, we weren't that close together. You know, he lived on the other side of town and so on, you know. And I was just wondering, what do you think he meant by that? You know, it's because brothers are supposed to stick together, right?
They're supposed to stick together, but that's not always the case. And I think that's the significance of what the Bible has to say. I mean, the verse actually comes from the book of Proverbs, and it basically says this, that a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. We saw that with Nathan and David. But when we push forward and look at Jesus Christ, he said to his disciples, you know, I don't call you a servant, I call you a friend, because I'm going to tell you everything that's going to come to be. And I'm going to tell you about my Father's business. I'm going to tell you about what I'm doing. And we see that recorded for us in John 15. So he calls himself a friend, and he calls his disciples his friends. And then we have the wonderful promise in Hebrews chapter 13, where the writer quotes a passage from the Old Testament, but applies it to the Lord himself, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's the good news, that regardless of what we go through in life, Dave, Jesus is right there with us. I mean, we may decide to give in to a desire of the flesh. We may decide to give in to a worldly temptation that's been knocking on our door for days on end, and we just can't take it anymore, and we finally just give in. Well, a friend may say, "Wow, I can't believe you did that. I've got to move on." Or a brother may say that or something like that, but not Jesus. He's going to stick with us. He has committed himself to us. He is going to be there for us through thick and thin. On our worst day, he's going to be there for us. So we can count on that. He is faithful. He's always going to be faithful. That's who he is. So when he says that he's never going to leave us nor forsake us, we can count on that. We can count on the fact that when we are in a time of need, we can go boldly into the throne of grace and receive grace and mercy in that time of need. Why? Because that's Jesus. That's who he is.
Wow. I like how you explained that, Bob, because, you know, with the brother, you know, your brother says, "Why did you do that?" And Jesus would, you know, the forgiveness is there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Whereas, you know, with a brother, you know, we're human. You know, brothers are human, and it's a different story. And I love how you explained that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dave. Great question.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Well, as Dave did, you can call 844-322-2742 and be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want you to be in here now, 844-322-2742. And, of course, we have a very, very special note here from Doug. He says, "Just wanted to deeply thank you all at Basic Gospel for the New Testament Giving Book. Been looking for something that does a good job explaining the subject. I just love it and plan to order a few more copies to have on hand to continue to share with others." And he goes on to say, "Been with you guys since way back 20 plus years ago, still listening and still supporting when I can, and so love to you all." That's from Dave in Jacksonville. Now, what he's referring to, of course, is our little booklet called Giving the New Covenant Way. And it's a wonderful resource to really understand just exactly what New Covenant giving is. And Bob, I know you'd like to elaborate on that some as well.
Oh, most definitely. You know, on our YouTube channel, we have all kinds of basic gospel answers to various questions, and our most viewed video is the question about tithing. Is it necessary for believers to tithe? Is that a requirement for us in this new covenant? And we go through the scriptures and talk about the fact that tithing was tied to the old covenant. That was something that God commanded the people to do to support the Levitical priesthood, to support the religious life of the nation of Israel. But that was old covenant. Jesus came in, he fulfilled that old covenant. The Levitical priesthood came to an end. The sacrificial system came to an end, and he ushered in a new covenant. In this new covenant, you know, we live by grace through faith, and that includes our giving. It is by grace through faith. So Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 for us to excel in the grace of giving. What does that look like? It simply looks like allowing the Spirit of God to move us to give of our resources, to give of our time, to meet the needs of the saints, to help to spread the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ, those sort of things. But it's something that we participate in joyfully, cheerfully, not under obligation, but just simply as we're moved by the Spirit of God. And I always like to say, you know, when you look at the Word of God, you see that God is a giver. That's his nature. That is his essence. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Not only is he a giver, but he is a forgiver. He forgave us all of our sins. So when we recognize that this God has come to live inside of us and that this God is a giver, and we start growing in our knowledge of him, we start seeing this desire bubble up inside of us to want to give as well. Why? Because that's the very nature and essence of the God who lives in us. And so we begin to look for ways that we can help, ways that we can serve, ways that we can apply our resources to help meet needs and to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And when we do, it's one of the most joyful things that we ever get to be involved in. Yeah. We have so many people who support Basic Gospel, and I have received countless letters and emails through the years of people saying, and they all basically say the same thing, writing a check to Basic Gospel is one of the most joyful things I do every single month.
Yeah.
That's the grace of giving,
yeah.
And it's something that we participate in as children of God in this new covenant. And boy, when people get a hold of that, man, their giving just explodes in wonderful, wonderful ways, and they're just joyful about it every step of the way. The other thing I'd like to say about this is oftentimes this giving piece is one of the last pieces until, you know, the fullness of the grace of God really explodes in a person's life. It's one of the last questions, one of the last struggles. Well, what do I do about my money? And I feel guilty if I don't give, and I feel even more guilty if I don't give the full 10% or whatever it might be. And you get this book or go to our YouTube channel and watch that video on tithing.
Yep.
I think that last question will be answered, and you will just enter the fullness of your freedom in Christ Jesus.
And, of course, you can find that at basicgospel.net/YouTube, along with all the videos. And also, if you'd like to get a copy of the little booklet, it's called Giving the New Covenant Way. You can find it in the booklets section of our online store at basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed. Well, Sharon is watching us on YouTube, and she says this: I was listening to a pastor pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured down on him and the congregation. And she says, that didn't sound right. And you know why that didn't sound right? Because it's not right. It's not right at all. We have these songs, and oh my goodness, they're beautiful. They're fun to sing. They're, you know, all of that. But when you look at the words, it's like, gosh, that's not what the scripture has to say.
Right.
They are so far off base. I can't tell you how excited I was one time when I walked into a church service. Gina and I walked in, and the music guy was singing a song, and it was one of those songs where in the chorus or something, it says, you know, pour down your spirit. And this guy had rewritten it to reflect the truth of the scripture.
Yeah.
And I think he said something, thank you that your spirit is here with us and among us because of your love and grace. So, no, we don't have to pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured down. Every believer in Christ is indwelt by the Spirit of God. And as a body, as a local body, we are indwelt by the Spirit of God corporately.
Yes.
So we individually are temples of the living God. The body of Christ is a temple of the living God. The Spirit is here with us. He is always here with us. We don't need to invite him in. We don't need to ask God to pour down the Spirit upon us. We just need to recognize the truth that Paul and the rest of the New Testament writers so aptly detail, the fact that God has sent his Spirit to take up residence inside of us. His Spirit is with us always. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And when we gather together as believers, we can sense the presence of God's Spirit between us because he's there with us.
Yes, indeed. Great discernment, Sharon. Good to hear from you, and thanks for posing that question. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and Bob from Stephanie, she says, I would like, first of all, to say thank you for such an awesome ministry. You're spreading the truth about the Basic Gospel is amazing. It simply makes it easy to understand and learn the Word of God through the Bible and apply it to our lives. What a true blessing for believers. Can you point me to resources I can use in my walk to become a true disciple and accurately share the good news? She goes on to say, I'm currently looking to join a church where I'm able to serve and grow. However, what I'm finding is that most are centered around tradition and error as opposed to teaching the true basic gospel. I'm really focused on sharing the good news of the gospel based on truth, not error.
Well, great questions, and there are several different questions here. You know, can you point me to resources I can use in my walk to become a true disciple and accurately share the good news? Well, let me say this, Stephanie. If you're in Christ, you're already a true disciple. You're already learning. God's Spirit is constantly teaching. That's one of the roles of God's Spirit in your life. He's going to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to you. He's going to reveal to you all the gifts of grace that you have as a child of God. He is going to give you discernment. So just the fact that you're a believer in Christ makes you a true disciple, somebody that is going to be constantly learning. As Paul said, and I love this passage, one of my favorite passages in Ephesians chapter 3, you know, I pray that by God's Spirit that you will be able to know, along with all the saints, the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God, and to know this love that passes understanding. Well, who's going to be teaching you about that? Well, it's going to be the Spirit of God. And so he's alive, living in you. So as you just go about your day-to-day life, as you abide in him, and that's what a believer does, he abides in Christ, then you're going to be learning. You're going to be learning just the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God. You're going to be learning the truth of Jesus. You're going to be learning more and more about his grace. So you already are a true disciple. Now, as far as resources, we certainly have an abundance of resources. My book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is a wonderful resource just to hand to people and kind of give them a story, a little bit of my story, and then a bunch of stories of people that I've met along the way, and in telling those stories to unfold the gospel of Jesus Christ and what it really means to be saved, what it really means to be forgiven, what it really means to be free in Christ Jesus. So that's a wonderful resource. We have some Bible study materials. I'll point to one. The New Covenant Journey. It's 10 chapters that really look at 8 basic truths, all under the umbrella of the New Covenant. So those are two resources that could be just valuable tools as you reach out and share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from Stephanie and Sharon and Doug and Dave and everybody that contacts us here at Basic Gospel to help, I guess, allow us to help them reach into the Word of God and arrive at truth in their particular situation or answer their particular question. So we're privileged to be here every day to serve in that particular capacity. I want to remind you, everybody, that your support of Basic Gospel is what keeps us on the air every day, your prayers and your gifts. It's the only way we can be here, and just because you support the message of grace in Jesus Christ, that enables us to continue to proclaim it day by day. And you can make a gift now or any time at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your support, we have a copy of Andrew Varley's insightful book called God Without Religion. So be sure to request yours when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. A reminder, too, that if you have questions after we're off the air, call the listener line and leave a voicemail. You'll hear your question or concern discussed on the Basic Gospel program, perhaps tomorrow or even Monday. Well, that number again, 844-322-2742, and it's available 24 hours a day for you, our Basic Gospel listeners. Again, the number, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back tomorrow for a Friday edition of Basic Gospel, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.